You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Joe Biden has signed his $2.4 trillion coronavirus relief bill into law after the House of Representatives gave it final congressional approval. It comes as the country marks 1 year since the start of the pandemic that has seen over 529,000 Americans lose their lives. The legislation, called the American Rescue Plan, includes $1,800 one-off payments for most Americans, extends weekly jobless benefit payments until September, and allocates funding to state and local governments, school reopenings, vaccine distribution, and COVID-19 testing and research. President Biden says the legislation is about supporting Americans through the pandemic.
I believe this is, and most people I think do as well, this historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country and giving people in this nation, working people, middle-class folks, people who built the country, a fighting chance. That's what the essence of it is.
In Europe, Italy and Norway have joined Denmark in stopping the rollout of AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccines after Denmark recorded serious cases of blood clots in recipients. The two-week ban in Denmark was announced after a recipient of the jab died, but it's not certain if the death is vaccine-related. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says she's upset, but maintains a suspension is necessary.
First and foremost, it's important to properly uncover and examine possible risks associated with the vaccine. Therefore, I think it is the right decision to put the AstraZeneca vaccines on hold for the time being, until we have enough medical reasoning for continuing the vaccinations. Of course, I think I am as upset as everyone else about this and the potential consequences, but it is probably too soon to conclude on this matter. When there is risk, of course, it has to be uncovered.
The European Medicines Agency has launched an investigation into the matter, but says the benefits of getting inoculated continue outweighing the risks and that administration will continue. Issues of data protection and potential discrimination remain primary concerns for the European Commission, working on a proposal for a COVID-19 travel certificate. Authorities say it would technically be possible to develop a green pass within a roughly 3-month time frame, using data showing whether a person has been vaccinated, tested negative, or is immune after contracting the disease. The aim of the certificate is to help a stable return to air travel and avoid a dangerous virus summer as the tourism industry tries recuperating amid the pandemic. EU Justice Commissioner Didier Reynders says while there are aims to fast-track the process, it is important to ensure the instrument will be of the highest standard.
But it's not only about vaccination, it's about the recovery for the people who have had the sickness, the vaccination or the test. It's possible to put on the same certificate, on a digital form or on paper, the information about the three elements to avoid any discrimination between the different citizens, because you are knowing that we don't have a mandatory vaccine, so it's possible to refuse to be vaccinated, and we don't have for the moment the capacity to organize a vaccination to all the people who want to be vaccinated. So it's very clear that we don't want to have any discrimination.
Chile's COVID-19 vaccination rollout has been touted by research organisation Our World in Data as one of the fastest in the world. Over 23% of the South American nation's 19 million population has received at least one shot of a vaccine. Figures from Our World Data show that on March the 10th, Chile was administering 1.3 doses per 100 inhabitants in a single day, followed by Israel with 1.04 doses. Chile's Minister of Science, Andrés Calva, says hard work has gone into trying to make the country's vaccination campaign successful.
This has been a very coordinated effort between the Ministries of Science, Foreign Relations and Health, along with the Presidency, where the tasks were complementary and we were able to anticipate, establish commercial agreements and then use the capacities of our public health system for the execution execution of the vaccination program.
The Brazilian city of Sao Paulo has announced it is imposing further COVID-19 restrictions in an endeavour to reduce rising virus caseloads that are inundating the area's healthcare system. New restrictions include stopping all sport activities, imposing a curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. and suspending religious services. A new surge in infections across the country is pushing the healthcare system towards collapse, with intensive care units in 15 out of 27 states at 90% capacity, leaving minimal space for a rise in patient loads. Director of the Pan American Health Organization, Dr. Carissa Etienne, says the support needed by the Brazilian healthcare system should not be underestimated.
We are concerned about the situation in Brazil, and it provides a sober reminder of the threat of resurgence. Areas hit hard by the virus in the past are still vulnerable to infection today.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.